Hello, Rafi.
Hello. We already started the recording. Okay. Hi everyone. Thanks for attending today weekly call for the Middle East and adjoining countries strategy working group. So basically, our agenda is to continue the discussion and review of the regional objective based on the Google Doc we have, and we are aiming to finish that by today, so we can put that for a quick review and move to the next target or goal, which is to start working on the actions and activities. So last week we did the review of the first focus area, and we did some changes there. But for today, we should go to the next focus area, trying to cover all, and then we can come back later on to do any amendment or tweaking. So Beher or Fahd, can you share the Google Doc, please?
Yes, let me share.
Okay. I guess that was Zakir, only joining by through audio, through phone.
Okay, Rafiq, so I've made you a co-host. You can actually share your screen now.
I'm sharing it. Just hold on. I'm sharing it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Okay, so let's start. So if you are sharing, we are not saying anything yet. Oh, okay. So thanks, Paris. So let's go to the, okay, so the second one. Okay, this is the what we did last week. So we made changes. I think we can come back later to that one. So let's move to the next focus area. Okay, so this one is related to the governance or model of governance for ICANN. And based on prior discussion, what we thought is relevant to our region is to, from the strategic goal for ICANN, is the support and grow active, informed, and effective stakeholder participation. I guess we can just add from the region, just to be specific. And so what we have also identify the countries of the region where the multi-stakeholder model was adopted, and target most effective and active stakeholder in the region by country in order to develop stakeholder engagement plan for the region. Okay, so that's what we have. I think also there are some comments, but probably it's better to check directly from the document. Okay, so Fahad put the key terms that maybe we need to include, I guess, the kind of keywords or concept that we should add. Okay, so it seems kind of a laundry list of different between objective and I think several ongoing activities and actions. So that's something we need to refer probably when we start working on action and activities. We have comments from Zakir. Objective is to improve effectiveness. Okay. Okay, so maybe here, improve effectiveness of ICANN, stakeholder governance from a regional perspective, but I'm not sure how that can be feasible, but maybe you can put that for now. Okay, so we have comment from you, Beher. Maybe you can clarify. I think that's for the second objective.
Sure. I mean, so there was a suggestion by Hadia to include a goal that reads develop a stakeholder engagement plan for the region. And I was wondering if this was a goal. And she replied saying, you know, I see it's a goal, when we talk about multi-stakeholder model and supporting the grow of the, of an effective stakeholder group, we need to have a plan in place for this, like the methods that we are going to use depending on target audience, how we're going to engage relevant groups, other existing engagement activities, and how to make use of them, and how to build relationships, et cetera, et cetera. And then, so apparently I did reply again, and she replied. So basically I said that this is naturally covered under the goal that I suggested earlier, support and grow active, informed, and effective stakeholder participation. And Hadia said, yes, it could be an action item under support and grow active. But when I suggested this, we did not yet have this as a goal. So I thought that maybe we could have several separate specific goals that relate to the original goal. That's
okay. So this is a multi-layer comment. Okay, so your proposal, that's it was already added, the support and grow active, informant, and effective stakeholder participation. But then I guess what Hadia was suggesting can be more like actions, because it's going to like several kind of because it's more describing how we should do that, I guess. In talking about the methods, so maybe working on methodology or framework, and other is to how to engage the relevant parties. So I guess, based on this and my initial understanding, probably we can keep what was proposed from you, Ben, as I think in terms of objective, and we can put kind of copy what Hadia suggested, like the 3 points kind of maybe can be to take on, yeah. That can be starter for actions. So that's, I think, makes sense.
Okay, noted.
Okay, so let's check if and there is any comment or question from those on the call. Any comment? Are you happy with this? Are you okay with this approach? Okay, saying no person. So I guess, so as we said, Bear, we can as we move the 3 points under actions, and we can then just delete that second objective since it's supposed to be covered by the first one.
Okay, so I need some clarification on the two additions. Identify the countries of the region where multi-stakeholder model was adopted. I think that was Shukri, and the other one, I'm not sure, was it Shukri or Zakir? Target most effective.
And sorry, Ben. I was mistaken. So the comment was about the whole goals that was from Hadia.
No, my comment and Hadia's reply was regarding the last one, develop a stakeholder engagement plan for the region. Okay. Yeah. The other two, one came from Shukri, and the other one, I'm not sure whether it was Shukri or Zakir. Honestly, I'm not clear, if Shukri is on the call and Zakir as well, if they want to speak up and just clarify, I just need to get better understanding.
Okay, so before moving to them, so I guess then what you mean, the develop a stakeholder engagement plan for the region, that was the subject of the comment, so we can delete that and just we keep the first one, support and grow active, informant, and effective stakeholder participation from the region. And again, just to put the comments under the action activities. But let now check for the second bullet point, identifying the countries of the region. So that was from Shoki. Shoki, can you please clarify? Well, I mean, what you meant by that goal or objective? Shoki, can you hear us? Okay, so if you are able to maybe explain or elaborate more about what you meant by your proposal, so we can work around that. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe Shoki has some audio or mic issue. Okay, meantime.
Okay, Rafiq Saab, unmuted Shoki. I think Shoki can talk now.
Okay.
If he wishes, of course.
Yes, Shoki, do you want to explain?
Okay, so Shoki, I unmuted you actually. You can speak into the microphone. Okay, so Shoki is chatting actually, so yeah, probably he prefers to chat.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so when still reading maybe the comment, we can go with Zeker in the meantime. Zeker, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Rafiq, and thank you all. The point was actually, I didn't add the point, but then I have a comment on this, and where I have already said that the objective here is to like improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance. So I have suggested that we should take this point out, because per se, we are not actually talking about the multi-stakeholder model within the region or in the countries within the region, but in fact, what we are addressing here is the multi-stakeholder model of governance in at ICANN actually. So it should be, you know, the objective should be targeted towards ICANN strategy in the context of multi-stakeholder model instead of the multi-stakeholder model in the countries as Shoki has suggested. So my point here was that we should take this point out, or maybe we can edit it so that it is more in line with the strategic objective. Thank you.
Thank you, Zeker. Yes, I mean the objectives and whatever we will end up with is supposed to also to feed into what the here for the case of improving ICANN governance model. So it's not something separate from it and just working on the broader multi-stakeholder model, but it's really about how we can feed the ICANN objective. So here, for example, by growing and getting more effective stakeholder participation from the region, we are participating in the broader objective for ICANN, because it will respond to the issue of representation and diversity that was, if you remember, among the issues list that was made by Brian Cute. So I think this is how we should maybe trying to work out our objective. So I guess maybe okay, so Shoki, I'm not sure the role here is really to impact how the countries have their own multi-stakeholder model or not. So, because this is really local issue, and every country, I mean, the stakeholders from those countries can work on their internal issues. So having a hard time to see how it can be an objective for us. Okay. So, But if maybe something common ground here and trying to make the link is, let's say, by supporting and grow active and informative effective stakeholder participation from the region, we can maybe add supporting grow the active participation from the region in ICANN processes in order to impact also the multi-stakeholder model in the region, something like that. So I have no something to propose clearly now, but something like that is to create this kind of the two-way between what we are trying to do in ICANN and how it can influence our region and at the local level, something like that, if it's clear. So so asking if something like this can work.
Rafiq, if I may, and again, I'm really sorry. So as a host, I don't have the option of actually raising my hand.
Please go ahead.
So just to give some quick context on this whole topic of evolving the multi-stakeholder model of ICANN. So this topic was brought up actually because the community felt that the amount of work that is being undertaken as ICANN is on the rise. At the same time, we need fresh blood. We need new faces. We need more people to actually engage in the different working groups and different activities related to ICANN. And that's where this track was devised to see if we can evolve or change or amend the current model so that it can accommodate for the rising work on working groups and at the same time with the not so high increase in the number of new faces and fresh blood that are actually getting involved in this work at ICANN. So probably just sharing this context, just so that everybody on the call is clear as to what it entails and how we would look at it. So maybe one example is looking at our current strategy working group. So we are 27 members, excluding staff, but at the same time, if we look at the number of active people and people who are contributing, it's not all 27. So maybe the group can look at ways to actually maybe improve the work of the current strategy working group. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Fred. I'm personally familiar with the whole initiative about improvement of the effectiveness of the ICANN stakeholder model, because we had at GNSO several engagement with Brian Cute. And also because the work we are doing at PDP3.0 in terms of improving the PDPs and how we can be more effective. So I guess maybe one way to make it more clear for everyone, maybe for those who didn't attend the session in the previous ICANN meetings, the cross-community session and also the webinars, maybe we can share the issue list that was prepared, I think, in Marrakesh meeting, the issue list, and also maybe the work plan that was shared in Montreal, because they are using the issue list and explain where they are, which group they are expecting to work on, but doesn't mean that we cannot make a proposal from our side how we can cover those issues from our regional perspective and how we can feed the process. So this is maybe an action items to share those two documents so everyone can get familiar with that. But yes, so, okay. So we are just here focusing really about stakeholder participation, but the whole improvement of model is goes beyond that. It's not just about diversity representation, but it's also about PDPs. And so I think this is one, maybe something we are still struggling in our region to get more people to be involved with, but it's not just about participation, but how we can help in making those process more effective and bringing the expertise. So I guess we can work in more specific objective here, like support and bringing expert from the region to participate in PDPs, in ICANN PDPs, something like that. So, okay, any comment or suggestion? Okay, so, yes, Zach, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Yes, in fact, you know, looking at the chat from Shukri in the chat box, I guess that is what, you know, he actually meant. So probably we need to reword this objective, identify the countries of the region where MSM was adopted. And we should rephrase this and, you know, write something like, you know, that you refer to as, you know, participants from the countries who are, you know, more actively, you know, engaging in ICANN's PDP process or something like that. So I agree with what you have just mentioned. Thank you.
Okay.
Rafi, this is Behri, if I may.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So just reading now your proposed text, support and bring experts from the region to participate in ICANN PDPs, and reading the first bullet, which actually comes from the ICANN strategic plan, support and grow active, informed, and effective stakeholder participation, and then we add it from the region as you suggested. So I feel that the second point is like sub point to the first one, like, you know, support, bring experts from the region to participate in ICANN PDP. This is part of supporting, you know, and growing active informed participation, etc., right?
Yes, yeah, something like that. It's to be to go more specific, maybe here, a kind of a sub, maybe to add more details. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I moved the text. So it's just now for now same proposal, so you can work out the details. Okay, sorry, I'm trying to type and think. Okay, so here I will try to propose text. So I guess for this one, we can delete it if we already are covering it with where we are proposing with the two first points. Oh, sorry, should put suggestion. Okay. So I guess then, so I guess we said also we need to, this is covered by this, so let's say we can delete the develop stakeholder engagement plan because it's also, it will be covered by all the goals. Okay, let me check the... Okay, so is anyone in the queue? Is there any comment or suggestion? So we are trying to work on the fly, but we will continue later on anyway. Okay. Okay, so if there is any, is there any other suggestion for regional objective that you think we are missing for now? Meher or others, do you have any idea?
I'm good, you know, Yeah, I think we can fine tune the text later, but okay. I'm good for now.
Okay. So okay, so sorry, I'm trying to. Let's just do not lose the. Okay, so let's move to the next, I think, focus area. And we can come back later anyway. And people, they can add if needed. Okay. So this one, with regard to the unique identifier. Okay, so what we have here from ICANN that is relevant, increasing awareness, encouraging readiness for universal acceptance, IDN implementation IPv6, improve awareness of new technology which impact security, stability, resiliency of the internet unique identifier. Support the continued evolution of the internet unique identifier with the new round of GTLD. Okay. So what we have here, increasing awareness of and encouraging readiness for universal acceptance, increasing awareness of a new round of GTLD. And I think it's not just here about awareness. It's really we need to be more... to set more higher objective, I think it should be, and awareness and the number of new GTLD applicants or something like that. Okay. Okay. Okay, is any question or comment? Okay, I see Shukri was ask a question. So Shukri, I mean, so we discussed and what you are suggesting will be covered by the the other objective. So building an engagement plan, it's not an objective. This is more like an action. And what we are trying to do, maybe we go again. So first, we are talking about support and grow, and including bringing more expertise. And I was suggesting that to add a new text. It's about that we have two ways engagement between ICANN and the region. So our focus and to be aligned with the strategic plan for ICANN is really about improving the model and its effectiveness. It's not about focusing on the multi-stakeholder model in each country or in the region. It's not our scope here. We are focusing on ICANN limit, but one objective that I will try to add language is that we can have kind of two-way engagement that we from the region, we try to improve the ICANN model and by taking into account the ICANN model and the governance, we try to every country and in the region to improve the multi-stakeholder model and so on. So I think that would make more sense within our strategy. So that's why we kind of deleted and we will replace it by the two regional objective. Okay. So coming back to the focus area about the unique identifier. Okay. So I think what you are suggesting here, Shukri, about more ambassador and more implication and user acceptance or universal acceptance, that's more like actions. So we can add that as to proposed action or activity. So, okay. Is there any comment or question?
Rafi, this is Behr.
Yes, Behr, please go ahead.
So on the unique identifiers and the goal about new GTLDs, you're proposing an additional text on number of new GTLDs, and I'm speaking now as ICANN.org, since this is something. I mean, this is a regional strategy for ICANN. It will be implemented by ICANN.org, and I'm not sure if our goal as organization is to increase the number of GTLD applications. I think our goal is to, apart from the process, etc., but in the region at least, is to inform stakeholders of the program details, etc., but whether we get more or less applications, I'm just concerned that this could be put as a goal.
Okay, thanks, Behr. So yes, I added this. I understand your standpoint here from an ICANN.org, but I think we are trying a winning strategy that the organization and the community will work together on it. And when saying increasing the number of new GTLD applicants, okay, we can drop that. But my feeling is here we need some kind of goals. Just saying increasing the awareness, I think we failed before in terms of outreach and awareness. It's not anyone's fault here, but the whole organization itself failed. And I think that was what what the SubPro working group is saying when they did the review is the outreach really failed in many outside North America or Europe. So I think here, at least if we increase the awareness is to also to have maybe some goals or metrics to assess how we did. I mean, if we don't get many applicants, maybe the case is even if we did a lot of work, but people don't feel that having a registry in the region, it's not a sustainable business. I think that's fine, but maybe we need to think about what kind of metrics to help us to evaluate or assess the activities we will do. So I thought that having the number of new GTLD, it's something tangible, but if there is no so much support, I can drop it. I mean, it's fine. Yes, Zakir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. This is Zakir. So I agree with the point that, for example, if we are saying that increasing awareness about the new GTLD rounds, the upcoming rounds of new GTLDs, because this increasing awareness will lead us to having more number of applications for the new GTLDs from the region, because, keeping in view the DNS study for the region, the recent DNS study about the region, we do not have many registries or even registrars from the region. So the ultimate purpose for us from increasing awareness about the new rounds of GTLD would be that we will have more number of GTLD applicants from the region. So I think if we put these wordings as are already there, which is and the number of new GTLD applicants, if we put them or not, but our ultimate purpose from increasing awareness about the new rounds of GTLDs would be that we should have more number of applicants from the region. So, either way, if we put these wordings here or not, but our objective from this, increasing awareness would be more number of applicants. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Zachary. Yeah, I guess one way is maybe to check what was suggested, like in the SAPRO working group. I'm not sure about if the... let's say the CCT review team had any recommendation but I think we can get that and elaborate for our activities and actions and develop some metrics. So maybe not putting something specific here in terms of increasing the number, but we can work around some metrics that will help us to check or to evaluate the work is done. So, okay. So what do you think, Bear? Is it something you would agree with?
Thank you, Rafi. So I think I agree. I agree with you both that, you know, we should try to aim for something bigger than just raising awareness. You know, I agree with. I also agree on the KPI part, and I think when it comes to discussing our actions and maybe later on activities, we will come to the KPIs. Now back to the new GTLD program and what our ultimate goal should be. Again, I think this is something the whole group need to think about, and also to try to look at the previous round of GTLDs, the 2012 round of new GTLDs, and to look at the experiences of GTLDs in the region, in our region, to try to come up with some, you know, like lessons, for example. So one of the key things we learned from the regional domain market study that we conducted a few years ago was that the domain industry does not work in isolation from the rest of the ecosystem, and some of the success or failure or successes and failures in the domain name market, they are attributed to other factors that fall outside the domain market. You know, take an example with IDNs, Arabic domain names. One reason, not the only reason, but one reason, Arabic domain names did not pick up to the level of our, you know, expectation was the and is the lack of Arabic content. Okay, is this something the Arabic content, is it something that I can help with? The answer is probably no. So what I'm saying is, while we consider our ultimate goal, we should also consider what can we do as ICANN within our remit to achieve this this goal. So I think this is something that, you know, we all need to think about try to craft a goal or two, taking this into consideration. But again, I agree with both of you that maybe awareness shouldn't be our ultimate goal.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Bear. I mean, okay, we can also add the reference to the DNS industry study. And I mean, also I added comment just to remember, to review what kind of community work to review previous effort. At the end, yeah, there is, it's all about supply, demand, about the needs in the region. So I guess we can keep this. We can maybe elaborate later based on what we finding in the studies and the ingoing work. But thinking here what other goals that we are missing, or so this is just about unique identifier, but it's not, I think, about the whole like DNS industry per se. Okay, any other comment, question, suggestion, proposal? You can also add to the document directly. It should select suggestion mode or also you put in comments. So we will go through that later on within the week, trying to work a new version of the document.
Okay.
So seeing nobody in the queue and nothing really in the chat. So just for what you were suggesting, Shoki, I think this is more activities. I guess I will add them as under activities just to not forget them. Okay, so the next one is about the geopolitics, build alliance in the internet ecosystem, and we want to raise awareness and engage with the global stakeholder about ICANN's mission and policymaking. Okay, so we have here some goals, like inviting more countries from the region to join GAC, holding a regional high-level meeting, and engaging with regional. So it's first is all about government, I guess that's because the geopolitics part. But this like seems more kind of activities, if I'm not, because like the regional high-level meeting is quite specific. So this is an activity. While maybe engaging with regional government organization that can make sense as objective. So trying to see if what you think here. I mean, if you. Yes, Zakir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. This is Zakir. Since I, suggested these points, so I'd comment on them. So the first point is inviting more countries from the region to join GAC. So as we know, we have a number of countries who are not part of the GAC at this point in time, and probably maybe we should have this as an objective for us to reach out to those countries, to the government, as a stakeholder in these countries, to be able to join GAC. And now that we have an added point that, we have GAC chair from our region, and, that might add us, that might be helpful for us to, approach regional, governments and invite them to join GAC. Probably there was something in my mind that, we should leave no country out of GAC within the region and invite at least all of them. And then on the second point, holding a regional high-level government meeting. Again, in ICANN 63, as I have added into the footnote as well, there was a high-level government meeting. So I was thinking maybe we can have something like a regional high-level government meeting, thereby, inviting GAC members from the region and other, government-related stakeholders from the region, and, have a high-level meeting in general ICANN meeting, which is in the region, probably maybe it could be in 2020 or in 2021. That is something that was in my mind, and I thought maybe we can work this out and plan something in a year or 2 years down the road. And then the third point, engaging with regional intergovernmental organizations. Again, just like, I'm not sure if I met, people from OIC at one of ICANN's meeting, or it was a global IGF, but, organizations like, OIC or some other intergovernmental organizations, we can invite them to ICANN meeting and, engage with them on the geopolitics of something that relates to ICANN or the issues that are being discussed within the broader internet governance ecosystem. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Zakir. So what I'm thinking here, for the first bullet point or first goal, I guess we can rephrase it like by increasing participation from the region to the GAC. That's an objective. I mean, inviting or something, it seems more like an activity or an action. And because when we say like increasing the participation from the region, the GAC is that what we want to achieve, and then we can work into the action like by engaging or like meeting officials or official invitation. I don't know how it really works here. And for example, the regional high-level government meeting, that's one kind of a specific action that can help of engaging the government and maybe getting them to join the GAC officially. So something like that. With regard to the engaging with regional intergovernment organization, I guess it can be increasing the participation of regional intergovernment organization. I'm not sure how many really that can be that I can be relevant for them. So I have really no idea. I think ESCOA maybe, but I guess, for example, the League of Arab States is already an observer, but Beher probably know much better than me. And this, we can have them as now as the objectives, and we can move the holding regional high level to the action and activities. And under that section, we can work in more details about what kind of specific action we need to do. I saw that Hanan, you were in the queue, but you lowered your hand. Do you want to speak?
No, Rafiq, thank you very much. I just I had one question that I wrote, which is how can we encourage countries to join the GAC, or even Yani, I don't know how is that, because I have no experience with the GAC group.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we need to work on in the actions and activities. So we need to kind of think and brainstorm what are the kind of approach we can follow. And probably here, I think Beher want to respond to this. Beher?
Yeah, thank you, Rafi. So, okay, before reacting to the what is being suggested here about the GAC and IGOs, etc., just let me take a step back and try to remind everyone of, you know, why ICANN has included this area or objective about geopolitics in the documents. In the ICANN strategic document. Now, the main thing here is that we want to avoid situations when global developments or actions may have an impact on our mission as ICANN. Of course, the one very clear example was GDPR. Okay, GDPR is a global development, global regulation, and it does have a direct impact on our mission. So the idea here is to try as I can to work proactively with the community to make sure that everyone, governments, non-governments alike, do understand what ICANN mission is about, and to inform policy makers, of potential impact of their policies on the DNS and anything related to the DNS. So the goal here is something bigger than just participation, whether by the GAC or by other stakeholders. And I think I agree with what Rafi mentioned, that most of what is being suggested here would fit under the different actions or activities that we can consider in the implementation. So that's one point. So I think what we need to think about here is how can we again ICANN/community, active community members, how can we work together to make sure that whatever you know, like, because there are many, many stakeholders, including in the government, that do not come to ICANN meetings. We tend to focus on the GAC members, but there are many developments that take place outside the government or the Department of Communication and Information Technology, and it may still impact our mission. So we need to think about engaging with GAC members at the national level so that they can help us reach out to other government departments and government authorities to inform them about ICANN and ICANN's mission, DNS, and so forth. The suggestion for engaging more with IGOs is a good one. So maybe you can think about that as well in terms of actions. Now, regarding the point about the GAC membership, I just want to note that in the Middle East and adjoining countries, out of the 26 countries in this region, only 4 countries are not members of the GAC. We have 22 GAC members. So I think our sort of goal here should be how to make those 22 countries participate more actively in the GAC, rather than focusing on the 4 who are not members. Because even if we bring in the 4 to the GAC, I think the challenge remains whether, you know, GAC members from the region are active or not. And I think we all know the answer. So the question is how to make them become more active. But again, as I think it was Rafi who mentioned this, the focus here in terms of stakeholder groups shouldn't be on the GAC and IGOs or governments and IGOs. It goes beyond that to all stakeholders, because again, we can get opportunities through business stakeholders or non-government stakeholders to reach out to other groups who do not come to the ICANN, and we can, you know, educate them about what ICANN is, and this will also have an impact in this particular focus area. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Barry. You said several points. So just before forgetting, so you suggested something about how we can that GAC members can help us to engage at the local level with maybe other parts of the government. If you can add maybe that under actions and activities. So this is something we would like. With regard to the first objective, I changed it. So since we have already, the number, I think it's almost there of GAC from the region. So it's more like improving their participation in the GAC and the ICANN processes. So it's different. I think it's different level here. And so I think about tracking legislation, I think what happened, because we didn't take into consideration the ICANN strategic goals because we strike it. But I see that Shokri added some language around there that monitor, I think, the evolution of local legislation in relation with ICANN policy. So maybe this is something we can add here as objective, relevant to what you were saying. So, Zeker, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Rafiq. This is Zakir. So, as Bahir mentioned, you know, very thoughtful notes about the involvement of different stakeholders. But again, you know, keeping in view the focus area, which is geopolitics. So, when we say geopolitics, more or less the gateway for us would be governments or these IGOs, because, you know, a business stakeholder or maybe academia might not be able to contribute to the geopolitics when it comes to ICANN or, you know, internet governance. So we've added these points to this strategic focus area because the key elements or the key gateways for us to engage with the geopolitics would be either these GAC members and the governments or the IGOs, and the rest of the stakeholders in one way or the other are already addressed in the other focus areas. So probably these IGOs and the GAC members for us would be the only gateways to have them as in this strategic goals and to engage with them. Thank you.
Okay.
And Rafiq, if I may add, please. So going back to history, for example, in 2012, WICKET, International Telecom Regulations, that took place in our region, and there was something very closely related to the geopolitics of internet and internet governance, and probably ICANN as well. And so the proposal that was floated was from a country from our region, and then it was supported by a number of other countries from our region. So, you know, keeping in view that development in the internet governance arena, probably our region is something we can call a hotbed for geopolitics in the internet governance ecosystem. And so I actually had that development in my mind when I proposed that, you know, we should engage more closely with the GAC members and governments in the region, as well as the internet, international intergovernmental organizations in the region. And yes, as you mentioned already, that you know we have some of them as observers in GAC. So I actually had that observer status in my mind and thought maybe if there are more, we can engage with them and invite them to, or maybe you know have them as observers in the GAC. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So if you have any suggestions, please feel to add them as comment. So we have 3 minutes left. And I guess it's time to wrap up. So again, so please, like Zeker and Ad, if you have any suggestions, just add as a comment. I think the next focus area about finance, if Baird, if you can scroll down, please. I don't think we have any regional objective here, and I'm not sure how much priority really it's for us. So I guess for now, if we don't have any specific suggestions, something maybe we will drop, unless if we come up with something during the week and relevant to the finance and ICANN sustainability. But it seems it's not one of our priority per se. It's important, but it's not a priority from a regional perspective. So in terms of how we will proceed, so we got now, which we went through all the focus area. We had suggestion, comment. What we will try to do, we'll work with Baher and Fahd this week. We try to clean up. Also, we have some action items to add some suggestion. But in meantime, please, everyone, continue to add some comments. And we'll try to, let me remember the date, prior to our next call, to provide a new version with the goals. And after that, in the next call, we will start working on the activities and action. So we have some suggestion. We'll try to kind of steady up that. But we will share again the document for during this week to get a comment and input. But we will have ready to from our side to start working on the new version. So we will follow up in the mailing list to ask everyone to do so, in particular those who could not attend our call. So don't get worried, because this is just the first set of goals, objectives that we come up, but we can come back later if we want to add anything or to make any changes. And also we'll share the timeline for the next weeks toward publishing our strategy document, so that we'll give you an idea how we will proceed and how much work is left. So wanted just to give you this about the next steps and to ask you all really to try this week to put as much comment, because this is one the kind of the opportunities before we get the new version that we will continue to work on after the new year. Okay, that's it from my side, and I think we reached the end of the call. If there is no further comment, question, or proposal. Okay, so I guess we will proceed with this. Per, do you want to add something? Rafi. Okay, Fah, yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So, Bahar, I'll speak for you. So, in terms of timelines, so a rough timeline would be maybe by 6th of January, we would have a set of agreed upon goals. And maybe by the 20th, and of course, 3 weeks later, 27th of January, maybe we would have a number of initiatives that we would agree upon. And then, of course, we are targeting 16 February to publish the draft strategy for public comments. I'll be sharing with you these timelines via email right after this call. Again, as Rafiq mentioned, I mean, please try to put in some efforts during the holidays. Let's try to wrap up the goals. Let's try to work on, think of some initiatives. And of course, also in parallel to that, we will be working with Rafiq on the template of the strategy document. It'll be something similar, more or less, to the current running strategy. So if you go to the ICANN Middle East working space, wiki space, you will find the strategy document. We have also shared it with you several times over the mailing list. So probably the strategy document would more or less have a similar format to the current strategy. We don't have a call next week. It's holidays, so ICANN is closed next week, but you'll definitely find us online sporadically over there. And of course, we can have discussions over the mailing list. Thank you. Back to you, Rafiq. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Fed. Yes, it's holiday next week, but we are giving a homework for everyone. But no worries. So the best is really to try this week. So we'll follow up with the timeline to give you an idea how we'll proceed, as described by Fed. And we will share again the document so you can add your comments. And when we shared the recordings and minutes, so just for those who could not attend, to know about how we will proceed. So let's continue the work, and hopefully we can share a new document prior to our next call, which will be on the 6th of January. And with that, I think we are at the end of our call for this year. So thank you all, and happy New Year in advance, and enjoy your winter holiday. Thanks to everyone, and see you soon.
Thank you, everyone. Good day.